Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andrea Nirenberg is here. Andrea is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 15 years. She's been hanging out with us, president of the Nirenberg Group, one of the top networking experts in the galaxy. She's the author of all the important books on networking, including Nonstop Networking, Savvy Networking, Million Dollar Networking. You're starting to get the picture here. And it's International Networking Week. What better time to have her on the show than this week? Andrea, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, and it's wonderful. I did not know it was International Networking Week, but I'm going to Morocco in 2 weeks, so this is perfect.
You'll have to bring, when you come back from Morocco, you have to give us a travelogue.
I will. I do.
Have you been to Morocco before?
Never Morocco.
I want to go. I want to go there, but I want to go there too. So when you come back, you'll have to tell us how to do it.
I will tell you. But you know what? I think this will be my 81st country.
Wow.
And it's, people are people the world over.
That's right.
I've been on my trips that have sent me then. I've gone to visit them in their country. Like
right.
I was in Scandinavia a few years ago. So talk about networking. It works everywhere.
That's exactly right. No, that's the truth. And I've seen that myself. So let's talk about some of the things you got on your mind about networking. You got some nuggets for us, don't you?
I do, and I'll tell you one thing that just this past week, and it might be interesting for some of your business listeners and audience, just this week, in each city has this Lifelong Learning Academy, and they're usually connected with a college. And last week, our Lifelong Learning Academy had a boomer conference, and it was for people that were either thinking of retiring or they were going to rewire their life. What's their next chapter, their next step?
Right.
But it was my session was how to build your network. Whether you're new to the community, you've relocated, changed jobs, you retired, or you're rewiring. And I have to tell you, it was so well attended. It was all the things that we talk about all the time. Building, finding things, new things to do. Just like we tell business people, go to different places. Find resources for business. Partner with people. Create alliances. I was so shocked. They even wrote up my session in the newspaper here.
Hmm. Wow. How about that?
And it was all about the same. I was shocked.
I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked.
No. I was because I didn't know that one of the editors was going to be there, but from our paper, the Herald Tribune in Sarasota. But it was a syndicated column, so you never know.
I know.
All the
So what did you tell them?
One thing I said is, there's so many things to do or so many places to go and so many resources. And I said, apply this to business or your social life. So do what I call the 2-2-2 theory. Go to at least 2 events, 2 meetings, 2 whatever. Then meet at least 2 people. And then afterwards, have at least 2 follow-up meetings. So even if you decide not to go down that venue, or that association, or that group, or that new area of business you might be interested in, at least you've walked away with more knowledge and you've made 2 contacts.
So tell us what the 2-2-2 is again.
You go to 2 meetings, 2 events, 2 whatever. You're 2 places that you go. But you just don't go to one and say, okay, it wasn't for me. Go back. You go to 2 of them. But in each meeting, you meet at least 2 people. And so the next thing is, after you leave, you arrange 2 follow-ups because, a lot of times at meetings or events, you really don't have the surface conversation. But you decide to go back and say,
right.
We started that conversation. We talked about this. What if we meet for a cup of coffee or if I come over to your office or something like that? All of a sudden, you now have created more of a network in that possible fit than you ever had before. 2-2-2.
I like it. I like it. One of the things I like about it is because you're expecting of yourself, you're holding yourself accountable for future activity that can only happen if you do the first one. And so the big thing that it does, it gets you up off your backside, out of the four walls of your building, and out into the marketplace. Because I remind people that The opportunity doesn't knock on your door. Opportunity knocks on your gate out by the street.
Jim, you're so right. You have to the first one is get out, go. So that's part of the two. You have to be there to make all the other two happen.
Well, that's
another
right.
One, there.
Right. What's next?
Another one was speak in present parent. Like, it might have been an attorney or a wealth manager or whatever, but maybe now you transition to something else. So what is now? What is your area that you're pursuing in business or your area of retirement? Whatever it is, what are you now doing? So I am A. It starts the conversation.
So
people don't do that. They always want to say, I'm
A. Give us an example.
I don't. Okay, for example, for me, one of the things I say to people a lot of times, depending on the group that I'm in, I might say, I am a ballroom dancer. People say, really? Tell me more. How'd you get into that? Why'd you get into that? Whatever. It starts a conversation, and then I weave my business into that. Because I say, well, one of the things I do is to keep your mind, body, and social life alive is you do something, and this was my hobby. What's your hobby? Or what are you doing when you're not working?
I would tell people, I used to just be obnoxious. Now I'm an obnoxious grandfather.
Okay, and then they say, oh, tell me more. How many grandkids do you have? No, they knew that you'd be joking when you say obnoxious, but they want to hear as a grandfather. Tell me, where are you kids? Then you could actually weave in with some of the things that I do in my work. I actually have taught my grandchildren. You see how it leads into the conversation?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. That's it. These are good ideas. I would also say I got confused and retired from golf so I could work more.
Oh, that's exactly right. And that's the perfect thing. Tell me, what do you do? What do you? And but too often people will just give a title, and nobody knows what to do with that.
These are little taglines. It's like a tagline for a business, isn't it?
Exactly.
A personal tagline.
The personal tagline, the personal touch, something to get the conversation going. And another one was to be present, be in the moment. You know how we have a lot of people that are two things at once? And I say, if you try to know everyone, you'll know nobody. If you try to be everything to everyone.
And one way to be in the moment is to keep the phone in your pocket. Hold off and the vibrator off. Hey, hold on to that thought, Andrea. Give us your website quickly.
NurembergGroup.com.
All right, so check it out. NurembergGroup.com. Quick break. Right back with Andrea. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.